Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys. Hello?
Hi.
I'm sorry, Ellie.
How are you?
I'm good so far. I had to take care of some family stuff, and I got home late. So, hi, guys.
It's all good.
I haven't really prepared for the show. Maybe we could just pick up what we talked about last Wednesday about prosperity. Unless you want to have some other new topics going on here. Hello, Derek. So what's going on with everybody out there? So, what would you like to talk about today? Because I don't have prepared my notes for today. Sorry, guys.
We could talk about mindset and the way of thinking, which falls into the prosperity hole.
Yeah. It does.
Being positive, being grateful for the good things in life and not dwell on the bad.
That's very good. And then because a lot of people do dwell on the bad because that's all they think about. And if they turn their mindset around to the good, then they have a better view of life going on. I was reading or I listened to Steve Harvey, and he said, take the word don't out of your vocabulary and say do, I do. I don't. I got to go to work. No, you get up and I get a job or I get to work or I got to do something. No, you said I have to get. I get to do something. It's very positive what he was saying. It's like, if you change the words around your daily daily life, you'd probably do a lot better job at it.
Right. You know, a big part is, too, is the way you say things like, you know, I have depression. When you say things like, I have, that makes it part
yeah.
of who you are and part of your identity.
Yeah.
So it's harder for you to get rid of it.
Yes.
No, I have bad luck. So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because you say you have bad luck.
And then you have bad luck.
You're going to have it. You know, that's why I always
yeah,
say, you know, my life is a bad country song. And I love country music. But
right.
all the good makings of a country song aren't there. Everything else goes wrong.
Yeah. And it's just you have to train your subconscious mind into saying that things are better. If you keep on saying things are not better and you're poor or whatever, you are going to become that, what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says that in the Bible. It says that in the Bible. It says, I can't remember the verse. You know that thing in the Bible, I can't remember now. Jeez. What a day. but if you think what you are, then you are what you think. But if you think that thoughts and I am going to be successful, you are going to be successful. If you say, I want to be poor, you're going to be poor. Now, being poor in the United States is the best place to be poor at other than other countries. But it's just the mindset of it. And, you know, you have to look into the prosperity. You left again. And that's going back to having God putting God back into your life again.
I mean, there's a few proverbs that talk about it. You know,
yes,
like Proverbs 17.
Please ignore me. Proverbs 17. Okay, I was looking for the quote. Go on, tell everybody what the quote is, Mary.
A joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed heart spirit dries up the bones.
Right. Yes. And you have to surround yourself with good people, good hearts, and very encouraging people. I walked away from a lot of friends of mine in the past couple of years because they were so negative. And it was bringing me down. And I had to walk away. Like, you know, I can't hang around you guys. You're so negative. I have to get positive people in my life. And, you know, that was a decision I had to do. But I feel like I have a lot of prosperity in my life right now. And I think that all changed when I accepted God as, you know, God and the Son into my life. So you just have to turn around and look at the Bible and see what the Bible says. I think the Bible is our roadmap for life, I guess.
But not just for your life, but also for your mind and your body. I mean, it's for everything.
Yeah. It is. You know, it has to be on the base of your belief in yourself and the belief in the Bible. If you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in the Bible, then there's nothing anybody can help you with. You live a life of misery. Now, that's my personal, you know, that's my personal opinion. But yeah, you have to believe that you are one, number one in the world, and because you're the only one in the world, that's you, and you are responsible for bringing prosperity into your life with the help of other people if you want. But if you don't, you want to do it alone, you're not going to do it alone. The life is not going to be what you want it to be. And then you'll sit down in a corner or on a chair and it's like, oh my gosh, well, with me, what am I doing? You know, so.
But, you know, I truly believe that it goes hand in hand. You know, you believing in a higher power, whatever it may be, something bigger than yourself, frees you up to help make your self-esteem and your belief in yourself better. Because when you're believing in something else that, you know, not everything is in your control.
Right.
Things happen. They happen for a reason. You may not know why they happen at that time. Somebody other than you has a higher plan. So you're not going to beat yourself up as much when bad things do happen because you're not taking the sole brunt of that responsibility.
True. That is so true. For example, when I was a teenager, when I was in my early 20s, I didn't really accept God or I didn't really want God in my life. And I kept on breaking up with these girls, and I thought this girl was the number one person in my life. Like, I needed to marry her, and I kept on fighting God, come on, what are you doing? But I didn't realize he had a greater plan. I had to go out to California to meet my wife. Yeah, he put me in California to meet my wife. I was like, wow, you know? But I kept on fighting him, and I was wondering why I didn't have prosperity in my life. Until I stop fighting God, and now I accept whatever He wants me to do. You know, like
that's it.
You know, my mom called today. She said I need you out here, so I have to pack my bags and leave by the weekend to go out there. I have to leave my family for a couple months, and you know, but that's what God wants me to do. So. Go ahead, Mary.
You're good. You know, when you think about it, too, you know, you taking off to leave your wife and your family to spend time with your mom and help your mom out, that makes you enjoy your wife that much more and not take her as far as granted as a lot of people do when they're stuck with them 24/7.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. In a way, you know, I'm helping my family, actually.
Being with your mom helps relieve some of that worry that you're feeling at the time.
Right.
So it'll, in the long run, make your relationship better with your wife.
It's true. Because it happened when I was there for about 2.5 months. I was there and came home, and you know, it was a different kind of change. I felt a lot better for myself, and you know, in the home. But prosperity.
Gotta always look at it at it. From a different side, a different angle.
Well, yeah, I could do that. You know, Cape Cod is the number one place to go on vacation. I mean, in the country. It's not a shabby place to play. You know, you got the ocean like 5 minutes away. She's right on the Nantucket Sound, not a shabby place to live, but still. But anyway, I do feel like I have to do it. and it's time for me to go out there again. And, you know, besides, I can work on the radio show, and I can do a lot of other things. So, going back to my mom, my mom had a lot of fun for her life. She lived a wonderful life, and she's been blessed with a wonderful parents and wonderful sister. They're all gone now. They're all passed. She's the only one left. But, you know, sometimes she doesn't realize how lucky she has. And I keep reminding her that you have a life full of prosperity in you, in your life right now. You have to look at the blessings. And the blessings come from God. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, though. You have to look at this a different point of view. On the other hand, you know, my wife says, go, you know. But, she wants to get, I kind of figure she wants to get rid of me, but no, that's not the case. She's going through a lot of issues, too, with her family, too, so. But I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So. Anyway, I'm probably leaving on Friday, and I'll stay there for the whole summer, maybe until September. So, but anyway.
You just got to live day by day, play by ear.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And that's how you do it. You take it day by day. You'll love life in the moment. It's going to be a good thing.
You know, at least you're lucky enough to be in that situation where you can just take off and go move in with your mom temporarily and not have to worry about trying to find another job or.
Yeah, that's the benefit. I get stuff from the work on my life coaching business out there. I could do that. I'm blessed that way. I'm retired. I can do anything I want. You know, as long as it's not too expensive. sometimes we have to sit back and realize that our life is full of blessings. It doesn't matter if you see them or not. They're there. You know, you wake up every morning. That's a blessing. You know? But I looked at the definition of prosperity. Prosperity, they say that you have money to live off of, which I disagree. Prosperity can be something that you can accept that you are who you are and where your situation is. It doesn't matter if you have a million, 2 million, or zero in the bank account. If you feel that you are good with yourself and you're at peace with yourself, I think that is prosperity in life. I really do.
It's all based on what your value system is. You know, if you value money and you have a lot of it, then you believe you're prosper. But like with me, who thought she'd never have a family because I never thought I'd be able to have kids, having my two kids now, but being dirt poor, I still think, you know, I'm the richest person out there. And I have the benefit of being able to stay home with them.
The thing.
And not have to work.
Right. But to be the definition of poor, to me, people are not poor. They may think they're poor, but they're not. They have all the blessings in life because of their family. They have family that love them and help them through the situation. That's priceless. That money, all the money in the world can't replace that.
No, not at all. And I, you know, can pay the barely, but I pay the bills every month. I tell my kids that we're poor, so that way when we go to the store, when they get a treat, the dollar store is the best place for them. Or if they go to Walmart and they want a toy, they'll look at the prices and they'll say it's too expensive. We can't get that because we don't have the money.
Right.
And they'll find something cheaper. That's why I say poor, because then they understand what that means and knows that we don't have the money to go spend $200 on a house, a dollhouse or whatever dippy toy they want.
Right. Yeah. That's where, you know, I agree with that, because you have to show the children the difference between, you know, what you can afford and what you can't afford. And, that's a good thing, because sometimes parents spoil their children to a point where they think when the money is not there, they look at their parents like, oh, my God, what happened? You have money now. You had money before, and, you know, situations have changed, but they're not poor. It's just your mindset, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, because I don't know if you ever heard of The Secret. I've listened to The Secret a lot. And The Secret says if you think that you're going to be paying bills for the rest of your life, then you will be. You will. That's your mindset. You change your mind into saying that. But if you retrain your mind saying, hey, I'm going to be prosperous in the next coming year, and you keep saying that, you're actually going to change or train your subconscious mind, which is telling you, no, you can't, into, yes, you can. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. That. And that's the higher power in life right there.
You know, our household, we took, instead of him, he works construction. So instead of working for a big corporation and making good money, which you normally do, he works for a mom and pop business as an independent contractor, making little money. But he also gets the freedom that he only works local. But if the kids have an appointment, he can take off and they're not going to dock him pay. So we give the security of not getting deducted for taking a day off, or if we get short 1 month and we need to borrow money from them, they'll borrow it off of us, and then, you know, so that way we can pay them back in little payments instead of having a deduction and pay.
Well, that's
so we have emotional security over financial, which works for us right
and,
now.
I'm pretty sure a lot of American people do that. Families do that. They count on other people to help them out because, you know, I have people from Asian countries I deal with and stuff like that, and they view American people that they're all millionaires, and I keep telling them, no, we're not millionaires. We are an average person making $50,000 plus a year trying to survive, and that's what America is all about. And they don't understand the concept. And people outside of the United States are looking like, okay, Americans are always dreaming to be prosper, and it's going back to where, you know, what's prosperity to you? Prosperity to me is waking up every day with my, you know, breathing. And doing and helping people and helping my family out, whatever the case may be. That's what prosperity to me. But, you know, like I said, European people think that we're all millionaires and we're not. And the average American does the same thing you're doing. You know, they always find ways. And I always was taught that being an American, you don't use the word can't. You use the word yes, I can. And that's how I was brought up.
Or not yet. You don't have it yet.
Yes.
But it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I'm going to be very successful in my life coaching business. I know that. I dream it. And I'm going to be very prosperous in my life coaching business. It's just a matter of time. And it's just a matter of finding that one little person out there that needs my help. Then once that happens, then I'll just gradually grow. Mary, I think you went through the same thing when you first started your life coaching. People come on, oh, aren't you making $5,000 a month yet for blah blah blah? And I keep them. Look, I just started in January, okay? I'm not making $10,000 a month, right? And they don't realize
right.
that.
Right. Well, it's more of the fact that we're in the society now that you're an expert in your field. And that you have to have that big ticket item. So, you know, 6 months, 90-day program, whatever it is, has to be a huge dollar amount. And if those clients don't have that kind of money, you're supposed to tell them, no, you're not going to help them. And in my eyes,
wrong.
It's the opposite.
That's
the
wrong.
People that can afford the big ticket items don't really need your help.
Right.
It's the people
and
that
I
can afford those big ticket items are the ones that need the help.
Yes,
because they're more desperate for that help and change.
Then that was why people, for example, somebody asked me, "Oh, you need to go with the high ticket clients." And like I said, why? I mean, yes, they can afford it, but what happens if Joe Schmo comes up and is looking to help with, you know, better his life and stuff, and he can't afford it? What do I do? Tell them no, and that's not going to happen. Because
mm-hmm.
I always have a belief that I have the passion and the compassion to help you, and bringing prosperity to people's lives. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do, regardless if you pay or not. You know, we'll work it out. That's what I always tell them. We'll work it out. We'll see what happens. Often. No, I'm not going to dampen anybody who wants to get better in life, who can't afford it, or in their prosperity in life. So that's how I am. That's how you are, too.
I had a client that couldn't afford to pay me, and about 2 years after I was done working with her, she sent me a check. She goes, well, I couldn't afford you then, but I can't afford you now, so here's, you know, what I can afford to pay you, and I thank you for what you do. So it comes around.
That's the way to do it. And I bet you felt better or great about yourself for doing that.
And a little bit of me felt guilty. It's like,
you didn't have to send me
that money. You didn't have to pay me. I did it because of
right.
the right thing to do.
I get those people on air saying, oh, I can show you how to make $50,000 a month within 90 days. Like, okay, great. How much is it going to cost? Oh, it's going to cost you $5,000. Like, see you later, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need this. But I'm going to go back to how you and I met, and it was through you posted something on Facebook saying what happened to why is the cost of the life coaching so expensive? And I totally agreed with that. Like, wow, this is a person that agrees with me. That's why I reached out to you. I think the society is they're divided between the non-rich and the rich, and the people with non-rich people thinking that we have no service, we can't help ourselves. which is totally wrong. People like you and me, and there might be millions of us out there that help people out, that want to put prosperity back into their lives, but they can't afford it. It's wrong. So that's.
But we also have the mentality that you get what you pay for. So people think just because you're a lower priced coach or therapist or anybody, you know, charging a little bit less, you're getting a subpar service.
Like buying a used car. But the used car is the same thing as a new car. It might have a lot of miles on it, but it's a new car. I constantly do a lot of training on YouTube through coaching stuff, you know. And I told somebody this a long time ago, just because I have a certificate doesn't mean I'm an expert in life coaching. I have a lot of education to go through. I have a lot of training to go through. Do I know what I am? Me personally think, oh yeah, I'm a good life coach now, you know. So, like you're going through training and stuff.
I am continuously training on different things because, you know what, I'm not a cookie cutter coach. By that I mean I do not have a automated system that a one size fits all training. Every person, every situation, everything is different. So, in like I have a client right now who can't remember her memories of a childhood, and I am still researching different techniques because everyone I've tried so far has failed. And so it's always a never ending. You know, I look at it as like a teacher or a doctor. You never know everything. It's always going to be a little bit different depending on who you work with.
Right. And then just bottom line is then, okay, you have all these degrees. Why aren't you charging $2,000 an hour? And it goes right down to like, well, people can't afford $2,000 an hour, but I still want to help them, you know? Because I'm still going to go for my master's through expert rating college courses. Probably I could even do that when I'm not my mom. I could do that. Get my master's in life coaching. That's my goal too. When I was growing up, man, I had a lot of passion for people. I could sit down for hours and just listen to people's stories and tell them and ask them what's going on, and they would tell me. And then I would, right out of the blue, I would tell them, well, this is what you can do, you know. But then I got certified, and after that, I'm thinking I'm doing pretty good. I don't have $1 million in the bank. I don't have $1,000 in the bank, but I'm doing good.
So, but here's the question for you. Hypothetically, would you be different if you had $1 million in the bank as opposed to what you have now?
Well, I don't think I would. I don't think money would change me.
I don't think you would either.
I don't think money would change me that way. No. Because I would give it to a lot of mental health charities if I would do that. No, money wouldn't fulfill me that way. And I know a lot of people that you know, that make millions and millions of dollars a year, and they are snotty, they're rude, and they are like, oh, you have to jump onto my system because my system is the best, but it's going to cost you $50,000 to invest. And I, I'm like, just, go live your life. Just leave me alone, So, but, unfortunately, money does control a lot of people. They get greedy and they get snotty and stuff like that. I keep telling them, look, the average American only makes $50,000 to $75,000 a year, and they still can't pay the bills. But they still go on.
Mm-hmm.
They still go on. They still, and that's what I love about this country. They still go on. And, they don't, some of them, I wouldn't say some people, most people will say, oh, they don't say, oh, woe is me. They just look at the situation and challenges and they say, hey, I need help sometimes. Or, hey, Mary, can you help me with this? Or Kurt, can you help me with this? And stuff like that. And then they go on with their life. I always believe that God put people in their lives for purposes. So, I really like them having, I don't know, it'd be really awesome to help people put their prosperity back in their life. I really would. I've been doing, well, I've been trying to do that. So have you. So,
here's an interesting article that just popped up. People who are looking for cleaning supplies that are crunched for financially, Target is having a massive clearance sale on all cleaning supplies and stuff like that to empty out their inventory from COVID.
Oh, really? So they're doing a massive sale. I know the things.
Massive clearance sale.
Wow. That would benefit a lot of people. That would help a lot of people doing that, too. So, so that goes right back to us. So you and I have a system where we don't charge a lot of money. I was thinking when I first started, I was thinking of charging what they made in a year or a month and go by that, but I don't know. I don't want to put the dollar value on what I do, but I knew I have to. You and I have to make a living off of what we're doing now. It's a tough question, you know.
It is. There's also, what I have found to bring in, extra income for what, as coaches, is
right.
I do a lot of talking events. And I charge.
So, like,
yeah.
Okay.
No webinars, what, master classes.
I want to do that, too.
I can show you how to do that.
Sweet. I do.
I do a lot of guest speaking at events. Right now, I do everything virtually, but.
All right. Yeah, but just show me, give me some information on that, and also that information about the networking, too.
Yep.
We could do
that. I will do it this weekend.
Okay. All right, we could do that then. I'll let you know if I'm on Cape Cod or not. I'm probably leaving on Friday, taking a train to Boston. So... I'm definitely going to do the radio shows at Cape Cod and my mom's house. I really, Mary, I think this is a good thing. I really do. Deep down. So,
it is.
You may not think so
right now because you're stressed. And a lot has to do with the lack of control and the lack of unknown.
Yes.
A lot of people have a hard time, and I did too when I got out of the service and became a stay-at-home mom. That was hard. Probably the biggest, hardest thing to adjust to was not knowing what was going on every day, the lack of control of your environment know, you had a predictable life and now you're changing the predictability and you don't know what's going to happen next. And that's where you have to put faith into, you know, someone has a plan and you're just along for the ride.
Sorry about that. My phone just kicked out.
All good.
All right. We have about 50 seconds left. If you want to give me a call later today, if you have time, we'll talk over the phone again. So I'm going to put everything on hold until I get out to the Cape. The radio show will still go on.
Okay.
So.
Well, let me know.
Alrighty.
You'll get settled in, and then we'll pick up where we left off.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good. Okay, guys, whoever's listening, then go in. I will be here next Monday, probably doing a radio show from the Cape Cod. But just remember, don't worry about stuff you cannot not control. Okay? Just worry about the stuff what you can control. Take care. God bless. And I'll see you later. Bye-bye.